Hi, sweetie. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Yes. Perfect. He's out with his brothers for a late lunch. Where's Carla? So we have lots of time then. I'm fine. I'm excited. I just booked my flight and 4 nights this year. No, 4. Well, tell her you were mistaken. We'll make it work. Sorry, honey, I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm just... Yes, I'm horny. You got me. But the reason for that is I got thinking about your inadvertent tug and tussle with Paddle Me Pam. So you know the really interesting thing about that encounter? I mean, besides the fact that we're in our 60s and... No, she's not that young. She's at least 55. She just dresses young and wears her clothes a little too tight. Got that whole bleach blonde, sexy mature thing going on. So what? The carpet doesn't match the drapes. Obviously, you found her attractive. She's a little meaty, but it's all in the right places. Whatever. She got you harder than hammer hell. Barefoot Sauve Blanc, my house wine. Maybe not, but it's perfect for day drinking and Zoom fucking. Don't be in such a hurry. We haven't even been chatting for 2 minutes. You'll see them when you see them. Back to my point. The interesting thing about what happened on that catamaran was that it was so unscripted, so unexpected. Serendipitous, one might say. Yes, it was. I did not orchestrate it. All I did was accept an invitation from a friendly sailor. Oh, yeah. It was a beauty. 50-footer, I think she said. Yes, I told her about us, but I wouldn't call that orchestration. And sitting on her deck talking about that sailing race in wherever it is. Yeah, Newfoundland. Anyway, there was no clue she'd lured us there for anything other than happy hour. That is, until... I do. I remember her exact words. We walked through the sliders into the salon, as she called it, and out of the blue, she said, "My husband and I have an open relationship, but we have a no-penetration rule." Well, thank you. I've been practicing. Alabama? Someplace down around there. Then she asked us about our kinks. Remember that? So what are y'all's kinks? I guess she just assumed that because we had a little side action going on that we were swingers or something. Well, she was half right, at least for that afternoon. And how did you answer her? Oh, yeah, you said, "We like to cuddle." No, actually, that was brilliant. It was funny. It took the edge off the awkwardness. I was afraid you were going to say, "We like to watch each other masturbate." Would you settle down? No, I'm not finished reminiscing. Oh, all right. Hold on. Damn it. I always have trouble with the funky clasp on this bra. There you go. What a coincidence. I wish I could suck on them too. Remember Pam's? Oh, yeah. As my father would say, one was the size of a watermelon and the other was a big bastard. Then she said, "I have a fondness for flogging." And I thought, uh-oh, time to make our exit. Because you were hanging on her every word. I had no idea you were so interested in the psychology of spanking. I'm not blaming you, sweetie. I'm just stating a fact. We stayed because you looked like you were having fun. And I wanted you to have fun. Well, she's obviously a submissive, at least with her husband. No, she didn't use that word. I'm using it. But you heard her. She wants her husband to spank her. To punish her. For being a naughty wife. Were you even listening to her? Or were you so caught up in that unending cleavage that... Yes, you were. And you were so obvious about it. Hey, don't apologize. You gave her what she wanted. The same thing most older women want, to feel like they're still desirable. You know I do. That's why I'm sitting here on a Zoom call naked from the waist up instead of lunching with Larry. Look, Pam loved your eyes on her. And that's what greenlighted that cum fest that followed. It wasn't anything I orchestrated. Sure, I picked up the paddle. Well, what else could it be for? I don't care how big the boat is. Pretty sure there's no ping pong table on board. She didn't say anything. Just shot me a wink and bent over the chair. Agreed, we should have. But there was no time. I tried to catch your eye, but they were laser locked on her ass. So then I had a decision to make. Pretend we had someplace better to be, or start paddling. I barely touched her until she lifted her skirt and pulled her panties down, and, well, you don't have to tell me twice. She wanted it that hard. That's how she gets wet, dummy. And then my purpose had been served. She wanted you. Stop apologizing. Well, how could you not get hard? That strip tease and then the lap dance. Pour some sugar on me. It was so friggin' sexy. Professional, actually. Well, she denied it when I asked her, but yeah, Stormy Daniels has nothing on Pam. I remember right before she straddled you, she danced over to me, taunting me with her words, and the way she whispered them in my ear. It was so erotic. She said, I'm about to come on your boyfriend. So then I just sat back and watched her grind out an orgasm on your zipper. One hand braced on the back of the couch, the other feeding her heavy breast into your mouth, you choking on it. And then you two found this rhythm and everything intensified, sped up. Sweat dripping down her spine into her crack. Your meaty paws dug deep in that marshmallow ass flesh. And when she came undone, that euphoric wailing, it filled the cabin, then wafted out onto the water where I imagined it was being gleefully intercepted by her fellow sailors. Well, it was poetic. Probably the hottest, wettest dry hump in history. She soaked you. I'm surprised you didn't lose it. Yes, I know, honey. You're not a fucking teenager. Still, I was impressed. Jealous. I have no right to get jealous, and no, I wasn't. Although after that, I was in a hurry to get out of there. I was super turned on. I wanted you in my bed and between my legs. Because we couldn't leave. You could barely stand. You were so terminally stiff. Oh, it's all a blur, eh? You're so full of shit. Okay, let me refresh your memory. When she didn't get dressed, I suspected there might be a second act. So I went to the bar and poured myself another glass of wine. And on the way back, I tripped over your pants. You were stretched out on the couch with your t-shirt up around your waist, and she was bobbing for kiwis. Oh, come on. That was the best BJ you've ever had. Oh, what a sweet little liar you are. So, are you gonna let me do you like she did? I'll probably have to get instructions off YouTube. You do so know what I mean. Yes, you do. You're blushing. Well, suffice it to say that whatever she was doing with however many fingers she was doing it with, she had you in some sort of sexual Xanadu. Do you remember me telling her to stop sucking? You don't? Because I wanted that money shot. Alas, she swallowed. Oh, you remember that part, do you? Done. Hey, based on that howl you let out, I thought you might be dead. But she managed to resurrect you. More than once, and in pretty short order. I've never seen you so, productive. You took two? I thought 20 milligrams is supposed to last 3 days. Well, I guess that's what gave you the third leg up. Well, I knew it was finally over because you were lying there with your eyes closed, totally wrung out. And Pam laid on top of you and kissed you with her cummy lips. You put your arms around her and you two made out like lovers. It was tender and sweet and romantic. No, I told you, I wasn't jealous. Okay. Maybe right then, just a teeny tiny bit. But it made me want you even more. And I know you wouldn't trade me for her. No, I did not hear that. She's gonna tell Big Daddy all about it. Get him all hot and bothered so he'll take it out on her ass with that paddle. Man, people get turned on by the craziest things, don't they? I guess I wouldn't mind a friendly smack on the ass if the timing was right. How about you? You are so predictably conventional. Awkward goodbye, indeed. Yep, all business. Like we just bought a car from her or signed a lease. Very firm grip, but I guess you already knew that. And what about that old sea dog swabbing the deck on the Catalina next to her? He winked at us. Well, he had to hear it. I'll bet he has, too. But the most embarrassing part was walking back through the marina restaurant and getting on that crowded elevator. You looked like a drunk who'd fallen overboard and dried out on a rock. Thank goodness there was a washer and dryer in the condo. Can you imagine Carla finding those clothes in the laundry after your supposed conference in Toronto? You'd have some splaining to do. You do the laundry? Okay, now I'm jealous. You know, I learned something about myself that afternoon. I think you know. Yes, and a lot more than I thought I would. Watching her command and control you while you moaned and groaned and thrashed, ordering you to come in her mouth, then between those titanic tits, and then that last one, squatting over you. I thought she might take you just then. I wanted her to, so badly. Well, nervous or not, you wanted it too. Then why did you beg for it? Pam. Oh, Pam, please! Oh, yes, you did. Right before you exploded on her inner thigh. Please stop apologizing. I've never been so turned on in my life. Yes. Of course, I thought about it. Started to unbutton my shirt. But then I stopped myself. Because this was about her and you and your zipless fuck. Really? It's an old term. It means sex with a stranger and no strings attached. At least that's what it used to mean. Anyway, me getting involved, it wouldn't have added anything to the experience. In fact, it would have subtracted from it. So I just concentrated on you and what Pam was doing to you. And when that condo door slammed shut behind us, man, was I ever glad I'd practiced restraint. Well, I had my shorts off before I hit the couch. Then I pulled the crotch of my panties to the side and asked you to... Okay, demanded that you get on your knees. I could smell Pam's perfume on you. That and the musky scent of your blended sex. It was intoxicating. And when you smiled up at me and said, "Your turn, baby," then pressed your tongue onto me and your fingers into me, I absolutely shattered. You know, I have her number. Well, she might be in port again while I'm there. Why not? One and done? You're joking. Yeah, she was a little loony-toony, but it felt safe enough, and you... Okay, how about with someone else then? What's there to think about? Escalation? Look, we didn't expect that what happened would ever happen. But now that it has, and we know that it can, I'd like to... I don't want to talk about what we shouldn't do. We were in shouldn't-do territory before we got on that boat. Well, at our age, I don't think we should be leaving anything on the table. Tomorrow I could drop dead of a heart attack, or you could be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Don't be silly. That's not going to happen. Because I won't let it. No one's going to come between us. For these intents and purposes, you are mine. Now, why don't you take those clothes off, lie back in that lazy boy chair, and remind me again why that is? You have been listening to Paddle Me Pam, written and narrated by me, Bridget Doon, recorded at Trebla Studios in Melbourne, Florida. Copyright 2024 by Bridget Doon. Production copyright 2024 by Bridget Doon.